Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we research teen culture so you can focus on connection. My name is Caleb Hatchett, and I am here with Carly Duke and Tobin Hodges, and we're so glad to be here, just coming in the holiday season. And so we have a lot planned for today, a lot of focus on gifts and gift ideas, which are my favorite thing to talk about. I love gifts. Okay, so I've been excited about this episode. We'll start off just with a question, okay? Before we get into gift ideas, best way I feel like is to go off our own experience. So what were some of your favorite gifts as a teenager?
I was prepared for this question and I didn't think of an answer, I'm going to be honest. So,
I have an answer. I think it's kind of lame. Just, and it's an insight into, I think, who I am. Most excited I ever got was like video games, anything like that. Like that was my, I just remember, I think it was like a Call of Duty game. I remember getting it and it was the first Call of Duty game mom and dad like let me play. I was so excited. I'm like sitting there and I'm just like looking at the back of this case, like at all, like it's a lot of the now video games are just mainly digital, but you know, the case has like essentially what looks like a movie case and like the previews on the back. I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the coolest thing ever. That one. And then when I got the iPhone, my first iPhone, because mom and dad were playing it up like I was going to get like another flip phone. And I remember opening it and being so excited. Those were the two top of my list.
I'm with you on the video games. Like, I think growing up, I was always kind of taught to buy my own systems. Like, my mom bought me like my Nintendo and Super Nintendo. And yes, I'm showing my age difference quite a bit, I think. But the 64 was kind of like, when I think I was like in fourth or fifth grade, and that was kind of like, this is the one you have to buy. And so I was always responsible buying the systems as a teenager, and I would always ask for the games for gifts. And so like every holidays I would get like, okay, I'm gonna ask my mom for this, ask my mom's parents for this, my dad's parents for this, and kind of like hit the yearly games that I wanted. And so I'm with you. That was definitely probably the top for me as well, just depending on the year. Or there was one year that, like, this is so dumb. There was one year that I got.
Oh no.
Yeah, this is the first thing I thought of, because I got some subwoofers for my car with like an amp and everything. Oh. And like the whole trunk set up for my 1991 Geo Prism. So that was like the coolest thing ever. And, you know, I was the obnoxious teenager in the neighborhood that was waking everybody up at, you know, midnight, coming home with my bass blaring. So
great.
That was such a wild time. That kids don't do that anymore. So that was very different. So
I had a senior boy a couple years ago who installed it like a subwoofers himself. Mm-hmm. And he had this, I want to say it was like a Toyota, looked like I always called like a grandpa car. And he would roll up to youth group and just be shaking that car. So, you know, if that makes you feel any better.
Hey, man, still inside the car, it sounded great. But if you heard it outside the car, it sounded like the car was about to fall apart. So, because it was just, it was not built for that kind of stuff. So.
I think for me, I remember getting an iPod Nano. Which was like teeny tiny.
I think iPod. Like everyone in the family got one.
Probably anywhere.
Yeah, because I didn't get an iPhone when I was in high school. So like when I was a teenager, it was really cool to get an iPod that could play all of my music. So it would probably be that, or probably something book related. Like I remember getting, I think like the full Harry Potter set at one point, because I had different books, but like my original ones had fallen apart. And you might have given them to me, Caleb. I can't remember exactly, but I feel like I got like some of the earlier ones that had fallen apart, and that was a really big deal.
Was there anything that you guys like very obviously disappointed in that you got? I remember one time I got that we got all the toothbrushes, the electrical toothbrushes. I was the first one to open it, and I'm like, what is this? Because like I was so excited, add some heft to it, and like I'm like, this is gonna be a good one. Like I don't know what this is, but it's gonna be good. And I open it and I'm like, toothbrush. Like, yeah. And it was like one of the Sonicare pretty nice toothbrushes, but I'm in middle, like high school, middle school. I'm like, what is this? Do I not brush my teeth good enough? What are they trying to say to me?
I love you, Granny. And I don't think she listens to the podcast, but if she does, so sorry. But she always got me and my cousin matching outfits for Christmas, and it lasted way too long. And I remember one year she got us like matching sweatsuits. And I just remember kind of being like, oh, and I feel like mine was pink, which is fine, but I'm just not like an all pink kind of girl. Mm-hmm. So
my mom's parents really, and I should say my mom's mom, my grandmother, because my granddaddy never did any of the gift shopping because that's just, he could not handle
that. Sure.
God rest her soul. She was amazing. And there's things that you look back on now, you're like, man, I really did not handle that well. She would get us like these, she would hand make us like some sweaters that were, you know, I don't know, like really cheesy and just like, man, I am never gonna wear this. It was straight out of like, you know, the Christmas movies of like, I'm gonna get beat up if I wear this. But like one year cool she gave now. Me yeah, one year she gave me one of those sweater, like handmade sweaters in like a VHS of Dr. Doolittle. I didn't ask for that.
And no.
I didn't handle it poorly, obviously. I was like 14, 15, 16, and I was just like, obviously, I kind of at that point knew what that was. But, you know, it's like you look back at that now, you're like, man, that was just such a sweet and endearing thing that I wish I would have appreciated more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if they have podcasting in heaven, I'm Grandma, I love you and I appreciate it. But but it's yeah, it's one of those things where like it's just. You kind of have just to kind of grin and bear it. But that, we'll talk about this a little bit probably today or maybe in our future Christmas episode. But I really like, and I talked to you about this last week, Carly, I don't understand buying things or getting things for that are holiday related on Christmas. Like if you give me a shirt that is a Christmas shirt on Christmas, when the heck am I going to wear that next? Like, you know, like maybe next November, whenever I'm, you know, yeah. Like so I don't really understand, like, I've never understood that. And my grandmother was the queen of that, of here's a nice Christmas sweater. I'm like, thank you. I can wear it for the next 4 hours. You know? So, yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
And you did. And then you forgot about it next year.
Yeah. Or I outgrew it or something.
Yeah. You know? it's funny. But, you know, as we talk about gifts and, you know, even talking about gifts that are disappointing, I think the most important thing to realize is like, you know, we're going to give you guys a list of, you know, good gift ideas, but they're general ideas. And you know your teenagers, you know your kids best. And so while it's a great list to go off of, nothing beats knowing what your kids like, what your kids love. And, you know, I was doing a poll of staff members at Jinx Church, you know, asking, hey, like, you know, what are you getting your teens? And, you know, my lead pastor goes like, oh, dude, you don't ask me. He's like, my kids are so weird. He said, I got my 10th grade daughter a compound bow and my other one an embroidery machine. And I'm like, that's so awesome, though. And I was like, knowing his daughters, I'm like, they're going to love that. Like, they are going to, it's going to be great Christmas for them. And so there's going to be things that aren't on this list, and nothing beats the knowledge that you have of your kids. So as we get right into it, you know, going off of what I said, I'm a gamer, so I love video games, love getting those things. I always love the, you know, the little accessories. And so depending on like what device your kid plays on, you could get a light up keyboard. Those are always fun, make you feel cool with the RGB lights. I know that they make
sounds desk- so nerdy.
I know they make like desk pads for like your keyboard. It's basically like a big mouse pad, and a lot of them will have fun designs. Yeah. If you know what your kid likes, you know, you can look up like desk pad with this design. Super fun.
And that's the biggest thing. If you are not literate in this stuff,
yeah,
don't just go buy something that you're not sure about. Because as a also old gamer, one of the worst things ever is getting something that's like a knockoff brand or something that doesn't work as well, and you're just like, oh, thank you. You're gonna use it like never. And so yeah, if you're buying stuff for a gamer or like a computer gamer, like make sure that you get like a, hey, give me a list of things that are acceptable before I go out and spend money on this, that kind of thing. Because that's there's a big difference in what's acceptable and what's not acceptable for like gaming and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or talk to a friend or someone. Like if you know that, if you know someone that is a gamer, be like, hey, here's a picture of their setup. What do you think they could use? What do you think would go with it?
Mm-hmm.
Ask an expert.
I know even for me last year, Haley got me a PC, which was super great of her. But she had texted one of our senior boys who knows a lot about it and was like, send me links. And so he did. And he knows more about it than I do. And so it was cool. Great. Another thing like with video games is like, I know for me, 1 year, and like even as a parent, this could be clutch for you, is getting like rechargeable batteries. Or a lot of times for like Xbox controllers, things like that, they have battery packs specifically for those things. Again, that'd be a good one to just like ask your teen about, like, hey, look up rechargeable battery packs, send them to me. There's some that you can plug in while you play that'll charge while you play too. So you don't have to worry about charging them and then, you know, getting ready to play and then they're uncharged. But that also kind of saves you money in the long run too on batteries. Some video games coming out. Again, Call of Duty always comes out with theirs. Don't know where you stand on, you know, play that by ear. Your kid doesn't need to be playing Call of Duty, don't do it. Some other ones, Super Mario RPG is a great one that just came out. Super Mario Wonder is, again, like if you are old school Super Mario World stuff, it's that, but for a new generation. So
it's
that
a lot could be of fun. Mm-hmm. I've been playing it already. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And great for you to play like with your kid too.
Mm-hmm.
It's super fun because it's co-op. And then again, Hogwarts Legacy. This came out last year, but it's coming to Switch. So if you could have a Switch like Harry Potter, Hogwarts Legacy is coming to Switch. So super exciting for that. Again, just with, you know, this list is geared more towards middle schoolers. Lego sets, Papa Shot basketball game, just, you know, little small stuff.
That would be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they have the, never mind. Tie-dye. Could go with the name of it, so I'm just not even going to try. Tie-dye kits.
Tie-dye is very in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It's coming back. It is. It's coming back, which I think is weird, but
I don't love that.
Yeah. Let them tie-dye in the backyard.
Bleach dye, too.
Yes, that is true. Bleach dye is big.
It's big, too. So it's basically just like a black shirt or just any colored shirt. If you dye it with bleach, it'll, you know, have white there. So that's fun. We're seeing that a lot. A Kindle or just books. If you're weird like Carly was when she was a kid and likes books.
Okay. That is not a weird thing to like. That's a wonderful thing to like that just grows your brain. Yeah, get them a Kindle. They can walk around with it whenever they want. Or an Amazon gift. If you have a reader and you don't know what they've read, get them an Amazon gift card and let them pick out a few books.
And then this one's a great one too, just like board games. Because then you have the ability to play it that day with your family, which is great. Like if you are a board game, party game family, like I know we are, Carly. And so anytime we get a game, it's always fun to play it that day. Some good ones are Throw Burrito, Taco Cat, Goat Cheese Pizza. Sawyer loves that one.
He does. My six-year-old loves that. But it's good for any age.
Mm-hmm. Because I absolutely just dusted him last time we played. So hopefully he's training before Thanksgiving. But yeah, all those things like that. We also, I know that we have a board game podcast. Like, I know it's a long time ago. If you want to go back and listen to that.
I don't know that we mentioned this, but we are going to put up an Amazon wish list. So check the links, check our social media if you want that. And we're going to add all of these things that are on Amazon, at least, to the Amazon wish list. So you can actually get the links that we're talking about. And there we'll put some other things on there. We're not going to have time to go through everything, but we'll put some board games on there and all of these things. So if you're listening going, oh, that's a good idea. I can't remember. What does that actually look like? What price range? You can go filter through our wish list. Let's kind of get into some high school gifts, which honestly, a lot of these gifts can go both ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to get, I don't know, there are some things I think middle schoolers maybe enjoy more. And then there are some things that high schoolers, maybe it helps for them to be a little older before they get into this. I did see one that I'm going to throw out there, and a parent is probably going to roll their eyes, but they make these auto face tracking phone holders that you set your phone on and it will track you. So if your teen likes doing TikToks and dances, maybe they like to do, I don't know, sport videos in the backyard or in the driveway with a basketball, like it will actually track their movement instead of it like staying in one spot, which is actually pretty cool.
What my teen does is that he FaceTimes with friends while they play video games. And so like, instead of using the in-game chat, because it kind of, it's a little easier to, and he wants to like, you know, see their faces and stuff like that. So that would be another way. I mean, really any phone holder, I think too, if you don't like the face tracking part of it, phone holders are a pretty big deal for high schoolers. So
I also think portable Bluetooth speakers are nice. They can take that wherever they want to go. And you can find a lot of them, even if you got them, it's not portable, but a Google Home or an Alexa, something like that, where they could play music in their room. Mm-hmm. I feel like Alexa isn't as good sometimes as hooking up to their phone.
Yeah.
But that's an option. Tobin, I thought maybe you would have some more insight into some ideas for this, but vinyl records are really in right now, which is cool. I mean, obviously Taylor Swift's 1989 came out, and that would be a good one. I think it's actually Blue Creed. We've talked about before, but it's still big thanks to the Vikings keeping it going and the Rangers World Series win.
And they're going on tour.
You want to go old school and get Creed.
One thing you can do with vinyls, which I did this the last couple of years because my son started getting into it, is get them one or two vinyls that are music that they like. And then go to like some cheap vinyls, you know, some used vinyl store and get a couple that are like maybe on the less expensive side that is music that you like or you grew up with and kind of try to expand their music taste and just tell them like, hey, like I spent $4 on this. If you don't like it, fine, but like I'll take it or whatever. But I did it the last couple of years with my son. I gave him a vinyl for Christmas that he liked, that he wanted. And then I would throw in one from a band that he's maybe never even heard of, you know, just kind of. Or for me, in that case, I think it was kind of stuff that my dad had me listen to growing up. So it's kind of like extending the, you know, the generations of like liking the Eagles and Journey and stuff like that. So
that was my dad passed down a bunch of his vinyls to me. He was like going to get rid of them. And so I, you know, when I was in college, got a record player and had a lot of fun like listening to him and stuff, you know, like Led Zeppelin. He loves Kiss, like a lot of those 80s bands that he loves that, you know, I know, but I didn't really like listen through a full like album of. Was cool to listen to and then be like, whoa, my dad was listening to these exact vinyls years ago. It's weird.
That's cool. Yeah. Subscriptions are also big and an easy gift to give. So things like Apple Music, maybe Spotify Premium, Xbox Live, or Game Pass. If you have a gamer, I'll throw out like Kindle Unlimited. If you have a reader, that it's just a monthly fee. Also, Movie Pass, is that what it's called now still? Mm-hmm. Is the one where you can go watch movie. You get a certain number, I think, of credits every month, and they can go to theaters and watch movies. And so that's another good idea if you have a teen that
likes. You have to be careful with those because some of them are not accepted by. So, like, if you're going to do, I would suggest if you're doing a Movie Pass to stick to like a theater specific one, like an AMC or a Cinemark. The Movie Pass general one, they went bankrupt at some point and kind of came back, and they're kind of hit or miss. So
yeah. Headphones too. AirPods are still big. Is Bose still big?
Yeah, they're just expensive.
Bose, and then I think Raycon is still around too. I think those are on the bank. I'd have to look, but
what are the AirPod? What are the Apple version of the over-the-ear headphones?
AirPod Max, AirPod Pro Max, something like that. But they're like $700.
So. Okay, well, if you're wanting to get bougie headphones, you can also though go on Amazon, and I feel like the over-the-ear headphones are coming back. I feel like sometimes they come and go, but those are big right now. I see a lot of teenagers wearing them. You can get Amazon versions that aren't going to break the bank. They might not be as nice or last as long, but they'd probably do the job for your teenager. And then finally, I want to talk about graphic tees because I feel like these are so in right now, and I am all in on this trend as well. I'll try to find some in Amazon, but Homage, I think that's how you say that, is a site that's great. They have really soft graphic tees, and they have everything from sports to pop culture things, movie quotes, video games, lots of different ideas, but like if you have a Ranger fan, get them some World Series gear. If you've got a Taylor Swift fan, maybe get them a Chiefs Taylor Swift, Taylor's version, something graphic tee. Those are really in right now.
I'm wearing my favorite graphic tee today. It's my grandmama Larry Johnson graphic tee, which
nice.
one person knows about probably, but yeah, Target does a lot of these too. Target has a lot of great, pretty inexpensive. They're always like around $10, which is great. But I get so grumpy about some of these though, because like when I see like, you know, when I'm going into schools and I'm looking at these like 12-year-old children wearing Nirvana shirts, I'm like, you have no clue who Nirvana is. So
yes, like,
I have to remind myself to not, you know, be all get off my lawn about that kind of stuff. But yeah, so but there's a lot. There, Carly's right. They're everywhere right now.
They're a lot, and Etsy too is a good place for that. I'll say, as speaking personally, having gotten scammed out of a World Series t-shirt, some of them, you know, are like, hey, we just created the store and you're gonna order something and never get it, but I did get a refund, so shout out to Etsy for that. But yeah, Etsy's a good place, usually fairly cheap, and we'll be able to find I feel like more niche stuff on Etsy.
And that's what I'd say, find what your teenager likes. And if you can find something that is like very specific to them, that you're like, man, I know they love this show, or I know they love this video game or this team, that's better than getting them some random shirt that is a place that they've never heard of or a band that they've never heard of, even if it looks cool. But if you can get one that looks cool and is something they enjoy, that's great. Lots of places also have merch stores. So streamers, YouTubers, influencers, stuff like that. So if they have a podcast, if there's a podcast they really like listening to, go check it out. And speaking of podcast merch, the Teen Life is opening a very limited time merch store. We have a podcast tee in there. So if you're thinking, hey, I'll get my teenager or myself some Teen Life merch, we will link that. But like I said, you need to hurry because it's limited so that we can get everyone's orders out before Christmas. There is a Christmas tee in there that I'm really excited about, that Tobin rolled his eyes at hard. But if you know anything about Teen Life, we do gingerbread man activity. And so it's cute. It plays into our curriculum. I love it.
Full disclosure, I rolled my eyes hard for exactly what I said earlier, is that you get to wear it for a month. And if so again, that's just my opinion. You wear all the Christmas stuff you want. I don't care. But So one of the things too that like we would be remiss if we didn't mention school staff in this situation too. So if you are somebody that has a teenager or even a child or just wants to bless teachers this year, as a former teacher, I will tell you that this is a, like, obviously it sounds weird, but like this is a great time of year to kind of remind yourself, like, oh, like it's not like that we needed gifts as teachers, but it's just kind of like a nice like reminder of, man, people really do actually care about me out there. So some things that you can do, gift cards are always a huge win. You like favorite restaurant, Amazon, Target, like a movie theater. Like if they have those, like, you know, the dine and watch ones, you can get like it's like a half gift card to a restaurant and then a movie theater kind of tacked into it. I would suggest anytime you can get one of those like multiple places gift cards is typically pretty good.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, the Visa ones, it kind of depends on the person. Like I personally don't like the Visa ones because I kind of forget about them and forget what's on them, and I forget, but some people love those. You know, food is always a good one. I will say, and this does not, I don't mean to be catty about this, but typically prepackaged is better because, you know, sometimes homemade, you know, I don't know,
like, you need to be really confident in your skills if you're gonna be homemade, is what you're saying, Tobin.
And as a teacher, if I'm being honest with you, like most of the time if I'm getting homemade stuff, I'm not eating it because there's that TikTok of like you can't always, you know, eat at everybody's house, like that kind of thing. Like you just never know what's going on. Like I mean, that's true for restaurants too, but like I would say if you're getting stuff for teachers, prepackaged is always safer because, and for allergy purposes too, like if you don't know what kind of allergies they have and stuff like that. But things to not give. Here's the big thing. Don't give them things for their classroom, because teachers, especially, like I was not like this. I was a, you know, staple up pieces of paper and be done with the classroom for the year kind of person. And if it could last more than 1 year, because I didn't have to take down stuff or paint, it was even better. But the thing is, like classroom teachers, and especially elementary class teachers, they really care about what their vibe in their classroom. And so like, if you get them something that's like not in their vibe, and then all of a sudden your sweet little Johnny is like, where's the thing my mommy got you? Then you know, it creates awkward situations. So yeah, classroom stuff's not always great.
I also saw recently, which this is so fair, that like you don't do that for any other job. Mm. Like you wouldn't give them like only things for their office or only like, I think like teacher t-shirts are in, but maybe not like if, I don't know, if I'm trying to think of a different job. If you were a doctor and people only got you like cheesy doctor t-shirts, would you be like, thank you. There are other things that I like. I don't necessarily want to wear my profession all the time, even though our teachers are very passionate and great at what they do, they might not want to only have teacher things. I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah. Okay. So one of us wrote down mugs, and I agree, mugs, because like that's kind of like you're going to get this stuff a lot where it's like, man, I got 17 holiday mugs with my coffee, ground coffee, whatever. That can be a bad thing. But I will say, if you can find like a nice funny mug or something like something cool, like be different. Like don't just get them the generic, like you went into Target and found the thing at the front and you're like, done, got it. You know, it's like you do have to kind of put a little bit of effort in this probably. But anything that's like a funny mug is great. Like that's a good way to go. Teacher shirts. Some people super love them. Me, I would never touch those at all. Like those, if you're not a, you know, that's not a thing where you do unless you know they're going to love it. No. And honestly, like between like the teachers are really bad about hanging on the trends longer than they should too. So like the keep calm and carry, keep calm and teach on shirt, you know, like that kind of stuff. Like I know I'm the grump in that situation. So maybe some teachers care about that, but yeah, like they have their teacher shirts pretty much already, or the school is giving them stuff, 'cause they typically like, you know, have that kind of thing. So, and one that I'm particularly will tell you, I am not a coffee drinker, and the amount of Starbucks gift cards that I get every single year as a teacher was crazy. And so my wife was thrilled every single time, because I'm like, here you go. Like I don't want this. And so like, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I'd probably get like $50 to $100 in like, you know, $5 gift cards of Starbucks every year. And I love it. It's thank you for showing that you care. But, you know, like some teachers don't drink coffee. And if you know they do, then great, get them some Starbucks. Mm-hmm. But every year that was kind of like I have $40 of gift cards that my wife's going to love this year. So, which, you know, whatever, at least somebody got to use it. So, but yeah. And honestly, it's the same thing as the kids. Like if your kids know something about the teacher that's going to bless them, then bless them. And honestly, sometimes even just a simple card or thank you, or hey, here's a Snickers bar. Like I'm really thankful for you. Like, because like I know, like in my case, my son has like 12 teachers, and so I can't go be, you know, spending $10 on each teacher. And so sometimes just a thank you note is perfectly fine, and the teachers really appreciate that kind of stuff. Anything else for teachers that I'm missing that y'all can think of?
No, I know, like along with gift cards, one of the things that I like to get is like a, because, and this is big too in Tulsa, but like Quick Trip gift card. Like, because gas, and like I know a lot of people, like, you've never had Quick Trip food?
Hot dogs
are pretty good. Like, not other than their roller stuff. Like, disagree. I love their roller stuff.
I love their roller stuff.
Because, like, even on Christmas Eve, because usually I'm traveling on Christmas Eve because I have to be there for Christmas Eve service, then like go. The family will grab a roller dog on the way out of town. It's tradition, but they also have like their own kitchen area. And so like their breakfast food is so good. And then two, you can always spend it on gas.
Yeah. That's just
practical.
So yeah, I think the main thing as you enter this holiday gift giving season is that just keep in mind like that if you're going to be stressed out about money and stuff, like it's probably not worth it. So just take it easy. Like, sometimes things in the heart mean more than things that you can buy. And also, you know, with your kids, just kind of remind them like, hey, we're doing this because we want to spend time together. We want to celebrate the season, but It's not always about the gifts. So especially with teachers, like that stuff, like just do what's going to make them feel good. And if, even if it's not monetary value. So That's all we got this week for the holiday gift guide. We hope that y'all enter your December season with cheery thoughts and happy things. If you liked what you heard today, subscribe on YouTube or any other podcast platform that you listen to, and leave us any reviews that you possibly have, and send this to a friend and let them know about our holiday gift guide. But just more importantly, remember that today, teenagers are not a problem to be solved.